This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Remember back as the financial crisis was really getting going, when Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were basically taken over by the government? And if you don't remember, trust me, it was a big deal, in no small part because those two companies either own or guarantee more than half the mortgages in this economy. Any day now, the Trump administration is expected to announce its plan for setting Fannie and Freddie free, or semi-free, you might say. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
Way back in 2008, when then-Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson announced a temporary timeout for Fannie and Freddie,
I turned to the person next to me and said my under-over was 20 years in conservatorship.
That's Edward Golding, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute. 11 years later, he's still not holding his breath. It's hard to undo things, Golding says, especially when the status quo is working pretty well.
Consumers can get mortgages at reasonable rates, and the liquidity of the mortgage-backed security market, in fact, has improved.
So why mess with an actually pretty okay situation? Well, the companies themselves would like to control their own fates and finances. Right now, they're handing $15 to $20 billion a year in profits over to the U.S. Treasury. Conservatives want to get taxpayers off the hook for any future losses and open the market to private competition. Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance, says an ideal scenario for now would be to take the companies out of conservatorship,
allow them to build up sufficient capital so that they don't pose a risk to taxpayers, and at the same time preserve their existing operations that support housing the way we're seeing right now.
But he's not holding his breath either. Though the Trump administration could release Fannie and Freddie on its own, Congress would have to pass more substantial reform. The Senate Banking Committee has scheduled a hearing early next week. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.